A new facility that could expand waste and recycling disposal options is in the works in Skagway. The total cost of construction for a solid waste recycling public works facility and RV park is estimated to be about $22.5 million. The cost estimates were broken down at a public meeting last month. The Solid Waste Advisory Committee has been working with the Juneau-based Corvus Design and P&D engineers to come up with the plans. A lot of support for the facility has come from residents who want to improve recycling in town. Right now, aluminum cans, glass, and cardboard can be recycled locally. Residents who want to recycle paper or plastic must drive it up to Whitehorse or bring it to Juneau. The community has supported better recycling options for some time. A 2008 survey showed 90% of respondents supported a more comprehensive recycling program. Solid waste is disposed of in an incinerator. The construction expenses were broken down to show what each part of the facility would cost, as it would likely be built in phases. The recycling, solid waste, and composting facility is estimated to be around $12 million. About $2 million would be added to that for an unheated storage area. A public works facility is anticipated to be around $3.5 million. And the final component, a 5-acre RV park, would cost roughly $4.2 million. Then there's another expense. Getting utilities out to the chosen location would cost just over $800,000. The facility would be near the Dyee turnoff on the Klondike Highway. Corey Thole is the chair of the Solid Waste Advisory Committee.
There is no access to water and sewer up there. So the biggest price tag would be before anything were to happen up there, before a recycling center can happen up there, before an RV park can happen up there, before anything can happen up there that needs water and needs sewer.
That brings the grand total to about $22.5 million. There is an 18% contingency added to that number, so the cost could come down. Thole says although there is a substantial price tag on the facility, there is also a cost to not addressing the community's long-term solid waste disposal needs.